there. Welcome back to Adventures of the Airstream Oracle. Good grief, it has been months since I've been here to talk to you guys, and I don't even know where to start. Except to say today was actually a good day. And in the world of caregiving for people with dementia, that's actually saying something. Today my mom was clear enough to be able to safely get her in the shower and bathe her for the first time in, God, over 2 weeks. She's been wobbly and scary and declining and struggling, so it's been, you know, sponge bathing and handy wipes and all that stuff. But today she was clear enough that I was able to get over there and put her in the shower. And boy, if you haven't cared for an elderly parent or someone handicapped or, you know, with dementia, you don't realize the simple pleasures of assisting someone with the simplest things that you take for granted, because that's what they need you for, right? My mom can't feed herself anymore. She can't get herself anything to drink. She can't toilet herself. She can't bathe herself. She can't dress herself. She can't do, you know, any of the things that we just take for granted that you can do easily. She can't swallow her pills well. She has to be, you know, reminded to put the pills in and swish them around and swallow. Like, you have to tell her to swallow on some days. Her body just doesn't remember. You know, and there are some days where you have to get out, like, sparkling club soda, because the bubbles in the club soda actually tickle her taste buds and remind her mouth to do what it's supposed to do. So the reason you haven't heard from me in months is because I am daily trying to figure out ways to keep my mom healthy and safe and vibrant and alive. It's that simple. So today was, like I said, was actually a really good day. I was able to bathe her, and there's nothing sweeter than, you know, climbing into the shower with the woman who, you know, bathed and fed and clothed and diapered you and, you know, did everything that you needed, and now you're doing it for her. So I have all these, she still has a great sense of smell, so I have all these really good smelling things in the shower that are just for her, like gardenia conditioner. It's her favorite smell, and I have this really good smelling gardenia natural conditioner, and all the stuff that I use on her now is non-toxic and, you know, as healthy as I can. So this stuff she just loves. And I have that, and she loves this horribly toxic Caress body wash. And I'll do one squirt of it and like three squirts of my super non-toxic stuff, kind of mix it together. But everything that I put on her or bathe her with, I hold up to her nose and let her smell it, and I ask her if she can tell me what it is, and I spend the time to see if she can really suss out, you know, what she's being scrubbed with and enjoying. And it's the sweetest thing to watch her close her eyes and smell and really try to figure out what it is, the memory of that smell that she loves so much. And then to rub her head and really just massage it, like when you go to a good spa or get a great haircut. You know, I do that for her, and we have the best time when I'm in the shower with her. It's I don't know, it's just a really sweet half hour that we get to spend together. And then once we were done and I got her all cleaned up, I get her out and put her in the shower chair in the bathroom and dry her off. And, you know, I have to put her in three layers of diapers because that's where she is now. And today I cut her hair, made it look really pretty. She's got the prettiest curly hair. Mine is kind of like hers, but hers is, I don't know, just softer than mine is. But I cut it, and I put mousse in it, and I was able to put some product in it and spray it and make her feel really fancy. And then I trimmed up her little eyebrows and her upper lip, and this made her look really pretty. And I put on her favorite cologne that she's been wearing that since I was 10. It's, oh gosh, what's it called? It's Avon. Oh, seriously, I'm so tired. I can't think what it is. It'll come to me in a minute. Anyway, I put that on her, and then, you know, my dad comes in at that point and helps me get her dressed. But it's the sweetest, simplest, purest thing that I can do for my mom is to help bathe her. And just like a puppy, you know when you bathe your dog and they get so happy and sparkly and they run through the house and they're so excited because they're just clean and shiny. That's how my mom feels with dementia at 80 years old almost, when she's had a really good shower. Because, you know, every day we sponge bathe her and, you know, clean her up with wipes and do all the things that she needs to keep her clean. But, you know, giving her a good shower like today, we have to do on the days when she's, you know, really alert enough to be safe and not wobbly, you know, just in a place where you could do it and make sure she's okay. And that was what today was. But the best part of all of that today was when I went to tuck her in tonight. It was so sweet. And, you know, she goes to bed like it's 7:30 these days. She just is ready to go to bed. She's always so tired, bless her heart. And tonight, as we were getting ready to put her to bed, my dad was cleaning her teeth and brushing her teeth and doing stuff for her. And she was just giving him all kinds of shit. I mean, just like she used to, just messing with him and with a twinkle in her eye. And I looked at her and I said, "Mom, what are you doing?" And she goes, "Well, I'm giving your dad some shit." And I said, "Well, I couldn't see that. What's that all about?" And she said, "I've been doing it since I was 14 years old. It's my job." And he laughed and she laughed and she was totally and completely there. Like, mom was in her body, in her mind, you know, in that space, in that moment. And it was the sweetest thing. It's hard because if you haven't dealt with anybody with dementia, you don't realize how much they ebb and flow. They come and go. It's like they visit their body. They visit their minds for an hour or two at a time, and then they're gone for days and weeks on end. And then they come back sometimes, and sometimes they don't. And that's been the hardest part of what I've been doing, you know, since I've talked to you guys last, is I'm trying to prep my dad for how this is going to end. And y'all, that's the hardest thing in the world. My dad is 82 almost, and been together with my mom since she was 14. And to try to explain to him, who hates reality and is fighting this, you know, with everything he's got, trying to explain to him that dementia is not something, you know, you get better with. It's not curable. So mom is dying of this really, really strange, just debilitating disease that kind of erases her a little more every single day. And trying to explain to him, she's not going to get better. You're not going to move her to Phoenix. She's not going to go anywhere else. And if we put her somewhere, which we don't want to do, you know, she wouldn't get the level of care that my dad and I are able to provide for her. Because, you know, I'm cooking for her constantly and going to the store and finding the tools that she needs, you know, transfer belts and harnesses to keep her from falling off the couch and to keep her from wandering out the front door, and, you know, bed rails that will keep her from falling out of bed when she's napping and keep her from climbing out and hurting herself. You know, just thing after thing after thing, like weighted spoons because she's got kind of a palsy. She's got a little bit of Parkinson's, and so she's got a shake when she tries to feed herself. So you have to use weighted spoons and forks to kind of help her stabilize her hand. You know, just, y'all, it's just constant trying to find the thing to troubleshoot to help the newest symptom of this horribly debilitating illness that my mom's got. And my dad is doing everything he can, you know, to help her too, but he's got early dementia himself from his head injury from when he got run over in 2014, so we're trying to troubleshoot that too. So we are just in this crazy space of waking up and feeding her and caring for her all day and doing everything that we can to make her comfortable, trying to take care of each other in the meantime, keep our heads above water, and just get through this with as much dignity and joy and peace as we can. And some days, y'all, some days are just horrible. I'll be honest, some days are brutal, and my dad is angry and raging. Some days I'm exhausted and I'm triggered and not my best self at all. Some days all I can do is wake up and cry. That was this morning. I'm pet sitting around the corner, and then that's what I do right now. I'm not doing my intuitive life coaching as much because I am so drained and so spent. I don't have the energy and the vibrancy to devote to that right now that I want to. I know it will be there to come back to, but right now what I'm doing is pet sitting a ton because the animals ground me. They bring me peace. I'm able to pet sit within 5 to 10 miles of my parents, so I'm never very far from them, but I'm able to sleep away from them, spend the night at my pet sitting houses and take care of all these animals, and then drop back in during the day to troubleshoot and manage medications and figure out what needs buying and what errands need running and what needs to be cooked and what needs to be washed and, you know, how to organize things and, you know, just do what needs doing for, you know, a woman in basically almost in hospice, because we're almost to that point. But I'm able to sleep away most nights and give my dad, you know, at least a little bit of room and some space so that they can still feel like they're together and I'm not completely on top of them 24/7. So that seems to be a good fit right now. I get away, I cry a lot, I decompress away from them so I can bring a little bit of my better self to them, and I can take up some salt baths and snuggle up to all these sweet animals that need me and love me and ground me. So that is my life right now, you guys, and that is why you haven't heard from me. But, you know, there's a silver lining in everything, and today was actually a really sweet day. As exhausted as I am, and as, I mean, just, I had a meltdown this week with my coach. I thought she was gonna fire me because all I did was cry in my session. I just could not pull it together because I'm so drained, but it was really cathartic and it really helped me, and I was able to move through and get some pretty tricky stuff done this week, because I, you know, as much as I coach everybody on self-care and energy management and, you know, all the stuff that I know, I haven't been able to do it for myself. I've been so spent and so exhausted and so focused on my mom, you know, even though I got essentially fired in April as her caregiver, that didn't matter. There's nobody else to do it. You know, we either put her in a home somewhere that my dad can't afford, and she just rots, basically, because those places just are understaffed and unable to care for people, you know, the way that my mom needs to be cared for. So my dad and I are doing everything. I mean, bless his heart, as old as he is, he's changing diapers and dealing with incontinence and bowel issues and all that crazy stuff in the middle of the night. And then during the day, I'm handling the rest of it. So we're, you know, we're basically taking care of her 24/7. So it's been a lot, and I have not been doing my best for me. I've let a lot of my stuff slide just because the last thing you think to do is take care of yourself. And that, you guys, that's the worst thing. You've got to take care of yourself first. So, you know, today I showered while I was showering my mom. I bathed her and, you know, just took such good care of her. And I washed her hair and I conditioned it with this really good smelling gardenia conditioner that she loves, and she loves this Caress body wash. I mixed a little bit of that in with this really good non-toxic stuff that I use, and I love to let her really smell it all, like just really enhance her senses, because when somebody's got dementia, they're, you know, there's only levels of them that are able to come to the surface, and not, you know, they don't show up all the time. They're not in there all the time. But today she was really there, and it was safe to bathe her, and it was something she was really looking forward to. So we just made the most of it. Like, I just massaged her like crazy and made sure she could smell everything and enjoyed it and could luxuriate in it all. And it was really sweet. And then I got her out and dried her off and cut her hair, and I styled it all up and made her look super cute and cleaned up her little upper lip mustache and her eyebrows that are looking like a scary senator from the deep south. She really has like these old dude eyebrows. So I cleaned them up, and she just looked and smelled great. And I sat her on the couch when we were done, and she just had this big grin on her face. And I said, "Mama, what are you smiling about?" She's like, "I smell good and I look good." And then she started giving my dad so much shit, like she used to, like, you know, like she always did, because they've been together, you know, like I said, since she was 14. And she just was messing with him today. She was all there and could. And I don't remember what she said to him, but he walked out of the room, and I said, "Mama, what are you doing?" And she said, "I'm giving your daddy shit just like I always have. I've been doing it since I was 14. And I just started laughing. I was like, "Yes, ma'am, you have." And he walked in, and I told him what she said. And he's like, "Yep, that's the dance we've been doing." But you could tell how much they both loved it, because she was there and she was cognizant and she was aware and she was sparkly and she felt good. And most days lately, it's like this really weird, empty shell of a person that we deal with. So when the light comes back on and she's actually there, it's really cool. So anyway, that's what we're doing, you guys. So don't give up on me. I promise I'll be back. I literally am just doing everything I can to hold on right now, and to hold space for her, and to hold space for my dad. And I'm learning an awful lot of tough lessons every day on how to bite my tongue and not take things personally and take care of me as best I can, you know, in their storm. And it's just a lot, you guys. There are some days that all I can do is cry. And then other days when I'm able to look at the, you know, the silver lining in the clouds. And today had a lot of silver lining. So it made me remember you. It made me want to come back in and say hi. And thank you for still being here. And if you could send some prayers and good energy our way, I think we could use it. I'm not sure how much more time my mama has. And my dad's getting exhausted. And I know I am. You know, I'm 25 years younger than he is, and I am wiped out. So send us some love and light, and know that I'm sending it back your way, and I appreciate you, and I promise I'll talk to you guys soon. Take care.